Nelson George is one of the leading critics of Black American culture. During the last two decades, he's published more than a dozen books on the history of rhythm and blues, basketball, and hip-hop. George has also collaborated on movie projects with Spike Lee, Chris Rock, and Halle Berry. Now George is promoting one of his own films, Smart Black People. The documentary features personalities who left their stamp on America in the 1980s, including hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons.
I was fortunate enough at the end of 79 to get a record deal. They offered to take me to Amsterdam with Curtis Blow. And I remember getting off a plane and being called Mr. Simmons, Curtis Blow, and I got off the plane in Amsterdam. He did what I told him, whatever. I said, let's go buy some coke, let's go to the red light district, I do all those things. And that really was probably a turning point in my life.
The new documentary is based on George's latest book, Post Soul Nation. That book is out in paperback with a new cover that, for George, captures the meaning of the book.
It's a picture of Ronald Reagan in the Rose Garden shaking Michael Jackson's hand. Well, Michael's pretty brown in this picture. Michael and Ronald are two of the key symbols of both the 80s and of the continuation of that of those two cultural movements, Black pop culture and the neoconservative movement, that still resonate here in the 21st century.
Obviously, many of these people came of age during that time. Many people who are established now were just starting their careers. Talk to me as you look back and reflect today what you found to be most surprising.
I think it's no doubt that the mainstreaming of hip-hop is the most surprising thing. And I always thought that hip-hop would have a life well into the 21st century as a musical form. I had no idea that it would become such a brand to sell everything. If you look at any part of the cultural matrix of America today, and actually world culture, hip-hop is now a brand of making things relevant to young people to a degree that I think none of us would have anticipated in 1985.
What does this say with the people who have emerged from this generation in a leadership capacity about the kind of leadership and leaders that Black America has today?
Well, I tell you, I think that these guys, most of whom would be in their 40s or early to mid-40s, are just now beginning to become leaders. They're the sort of the post-civil rights era in terms of they didn't have a direct involvement in the civil rights era. So I think their personalities and temperaments as leaders are still to be defined. What they're going to represent over the next 5 years as they go into their from their 40s into their 50s, they will set a new tone for Black leadership.
Anything new in the paperback? Any updates that were not in hardback?
Just the idea that the difference between us and the people who came before us is not just simply that we missed out on the actual active involvement in the civil rights movement, but also because some of us have been very successful in business to a degree that that Black generation wasn't. Will that affect how we advocate for government policies? Will that affect how we're able to finance Black candidates and not have to ask as much money from the white community? These are all things yet to be determined, but I think are promising.
You've rolled out much of what is covered in the book into a new documentary. Tell me about it.
To celebrate the book, I had these two panels, one in Harlem and one in Beverly Hills. We had thinkers like Greg Tate, Michelle Wallace, the great Black feminist. We had Kumo D, the rapper from the 80s, and Marcus Miller, the great bass player. So we had a very eclectic group of my peers together talking about the impact of that period. And I cut it together and took an hour-long piece. And the goal is ultimately to make it a DVD and to show it around, to take it around to Black colleges and to white colleges, for that matter. Because what was clear from the few screenings I've had is that how something even as recent as 1985 is ancient history to so many young people in their 20s. They don't really have a firm grasp of even that era that they were, you know, alive for. So there's a whole lot of Black history that's been lived in the 80s and the early 90s that's still yet to be really documented. And I feel like my book and this film are the first steps in that process.
Well, let me ask you one other thing before we let you go. And that is, as you have been for some years now, one who is what I call a society watcher. What do you see today that you find interesting that you believe is going to ultimately help morph this nation into whatever it becomes?
Well, two things. Obviously, the relationship between Blacks and Hispanics will be very crucial, particularly in the question of race, since everyone seems to be dealing with Hispanics as if they're white. When the truth is that a large percentage of the Hispanic immigrants are brown-skinned, in fact, are Black. They just speak Spanish. from Dominican Republic and elsewhere, and how will that dynamic play out over the next 20 years? I think that's really going to be interesting to see if African-Americans can build bonds both with the Latino community in general and certainly with the darker people in that community and build cultural bonds. And the other thing I would say is the video game world. Music business, record, film business, regular TV, they're all being superseded for entertainment value with young people by video games. The content of those video games and how they affect young people will have a huge impact on how they perceive the world in the coming. The video game eventually may make all these other modes of entertainment obsolete.
And in fact, if you believe the National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who has been pushing the virtual finals and the virtual NBA game, we may see kids playing on, as you say, these video games as opposed to watching, as our generation did, others play it. Nelson George, the book is Post Soul Nation, now in paperback, documentary Smart Black People. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Smart Black People will be screening around the country this summer and fall. You can learn more about the film on our website at npr.org.